Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, well, sensitivity, but it's both ways, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's both ways.
It is both ways.
It's, I don't know. The amount of time spent these days, just in general, media covering media,
yes. Is
so
it's really weird.
But then, even more, it's just media arguing with each other.
Over nothing.
Just like people don't like each other for one reason or the other, and then that kind of becomes the driving content. And it seems to be working for people. Like, little media beefs seem to work because they get attention and all that kind of stuff. But it just seems like a short-term plan.
This goes back to me being like, I miss the old Sports Center where they just show highlights and don't have any of the other bullshit. And it's just like the game or the player for me is still the story.
Yeah.
Like, but that can't be the case anymore because everybody wants to be the story.
Like, what analyst A said about the player or the game is it's still never the story for me, but it is.
Like, rule
and then
number one,
show B reacts to what analyst A said, and it's like, all right, well,
rule number one used to be don't make yourself a part of the story. That was like the guiding light of analysis and journalism and all that stuff. That was just like, no. But attention is the guiding light. Yeah, whatever you can do to get some attention. Said,
players getting the media, it's a different thing now because I always never forget what these dudes, like, I know what Coos going through. Like, not one talk to the media and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't clutch my pearls on that because I know what it is. I've been in a situation, I never missed no damn kick, but I dropped a pass or missed a block that the shit went bad because of it. And that shit just, you know, so. But then again, you got the ones that we talked about this shit on Friday, that they were great when they came in and it was really knowledgeable and funny and everything. And because when I first started, Deuce Bell called me the player advocate. It ain't being an advocate of a player, but it don't be one of them assholes that you're sitting up there with who didn't play the game, meaning taking shots at people. Like the shit Ryan said about Justin Herbert. Like, Justin Herbert's great. He's a great player and everything like that. And just leave it at that. No, he has not done what we think he should do because of his talent, but look about everything that's going on with the talent around him. Like, San Diego was just – they've just always been like that. Just like yesterday with the Falcons. You knew he was going to miss that kick, didn't you?
It was
–
You
knew he was going to miss that kick.
Yeah. I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised, but he missed the kick.
I was very concerned going in. I'll tell you when I 100% knew, like, he was definitely going to miss – when Tampa tried to ice him, right, and they called the timeout, they went through with the kick before, and the TV lingered on it, and you saw it slide inside the left upright by like 2 feet.
Oh, did he made it?
By like 2 feet. Yeah. Started outside.
Barely made it.
Oh, okay.
And I said, he's going to overcorrect, and he's going to send this thing fucking way right.
Yeah, I mean, he shanked
it. As soon as I saw the shit out of it.
He shanked it. Yeah. It wasn't even, you know, like the first one that he hit off the upright that went in,
right,
that was just a push. But this one, he shanked it. Yeah. I mean, he started it at the left upright, and he missed it 10 feet right of the right upright. I mean, that's a flat out.
He was gonna miss it. I'm sitting there like,
yeah.
Because I'm like, I just went outside. I was like, let me just watch it. It was such a beautiful day yesterday.
Oh, it's incredible.
Beautiful day yesterday. So I went outside. I watched all day yesterday. And I sat there and I was like, fuck. Me and Sebastian out there chilling. And he looked over and I was like, man, watch this shit. And I mean, damn, if he didn't shake that motherfucker. I just really just said it. But I saw the way you're talking about. I was like, oh, it went in. But damn, they got him.
I knew as soon as it barely went in, he's going to try and overcorrect. Yeah. He's going to push it further right. Now, you obviously didn't know he's going to miss hit it that way.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to push it further right. And that was
right, because there's something going on physically that's leading to him, like, pushing it a little bit. But then he's mentally fucked.
He's fucked
so
now.
He's trying to overcorrect it.
Exactly.
So there's a physical issue, and he has lack of confidence anyway. So he's trying to overcorrect the physical thing while also deal with the confidence issue. That's how you shank it.
By the way, the one that they called the timeout and he asked him, he overcorrected that after he'd hit the other upright.
Right.
So then he barely pushed it in. Then he tried to overcorrect again and push it.
He's all over the place. And he was, you know,
he was fucked last year. He was fucked coming into the season.
Yeah, he was. He needed to make a couple just to like, so he could lie to himself and be like, it was injury. It was just hurt.
Right.
I was just hurt last year, and that's what it was. And then for the first game to go this way, it's like now they're in a bind, man.
Yep.
Like they got a kicker who has no confidence. He's gonna have to make kicks again, probably this Sunday against the Vikings.
This is a night game, right?
Sunday night football. Yeah. So you're gonna be in a bunch of close games because you're a 500 football team. You're just gonna be in a lot of these close games.
Yeah.
Or they could try to bring someone else in
who's
probably not as good.
And that could be the thing. It's like, do they trust this junkie at this German boy?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so.
And then the guy they got last year was so bad he couldn't make a 50-yarder.
Riley Patterson?
Yeah.
Mr. 44-yarder?
Now, he might have made a 44-yarder yesterday. Probably would have gone to overtime.
That's actually true.
If Riley Patterson was the kicker yesterday, they probably would have gone to overtime.
Yeah.
Scuffed the shit out of the opening kickoff.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with Koo.
Yeah.
Like, Koo has some mental problems right now.
It's not good.
We can be honest. If he had a different salary, he would be gone already.
Yeah, he makes enough money to where they have to give him
They're
every
at least
chance.
Gonna think about
well, how much money are you making?
He signed a pretty big contract a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
That's the only reason he was back after last year because they still owed him money.
If he's making a mil and a half, he'd be gone.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, like, I think so.
If not in the offseason, like
I'm anxious to see what they do this week as far as upgrades.
I know. Me too.
They got some spots they can use, and they got a little money that they can spend.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be an interesting thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, go find Vanderjack. You were talking about a dude that was so fucking Vanderjack. Great.
Vanderjack's got to be like 60 by now.
Matt Prater's out there kicking game winners.
Dude, I was like, is that Matt Prater? Like,
yeah.
The same Matt Prater?
The same one?
Or Junior.
I thought it was Junior. I was like, damn, Matt's still fucking kicking.
Yeah, man.
He looked a little weathered, though, didn't he?
Dude.
He made it.
The hair?
They won.
A little weathered.
Dude, I was like, that's him?
They carried his ass off the field last night.
That motherfucker was so goddamn good.
Yeah, he was amazing.
And then he got in all that shit.
What did he get into?
He was an alcoholic. Real bad alcoholic.
Okay.
And I was like, is that it? Matt Prater still fucking kicking?
By the way, they signed him like 3 days ago.
Yeah, they signed him Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow.
They signed him Wednesday.
Matt Prater is still fucking kicking.
Hit the biggest kick of the weekend. That was incredible.
Yeah.
What a game, man. What a treat.
I was like, don't go to sleep.
I know. Dude, I was fighting it.
I was dead.
I was fighting it. I couldn't. I was fucking dead. I actually did doze, and then I woke up to Tirico screaming,
dude,
game of the year, or whatever you said.
Dead last night. By like halftime, I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
walk around the house or something.
Me too.
Everybody went up to bed. I was like, okay, got it. Come on, Randy. Hang in there. Don't want some coffee.
I fell asleep putting Lily to bed, so I missed like the first like 15 minutes of the game, and then I got in and was like, oh, this game's great. And then, yeah, man, it was awesome.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.